Continuing now in the Harchakos Part Dalet. Okay, so there's a Gemara in the Dorim that is a sugya about Inyanei Tznius. The Gemara says in the Dorim of Dafchof, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yoshi, Omer, Kolot Sofa Benoshim, Sofa Boli Deyavera. That if a person looks at women, he's going to come to an avera. So literally it means if it looks at the heel of a woman, he will have sons that are not proper. So what does that refer to? I'm Rav Yosef of Ishto Nida. It's referring to Ishto Nida, that he can't look at the heel. Amr Shimon Lakish, Akeva de Katani b'mokam atinofus, shumuhuven keneged akev. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean the heel, it means the vaginal area, it means the mokam atinofus, which is parallel to the muhuven keneged the akev. So the simple pshat in this Gemara is that there's an issue to look at the mokam atinofus when is Ishto Nida. So that implies two things. Number one, it implies that when she's in Nida, any other place of her body is mutter, even if it's a mokam or mechusa, right? Because it only says only the mokam hatinofis when she's in Nida. So it implies the other places when she's in Nida is mutter, and then it also implies that when she's not in Nida, then even the Mokam Hatinofus is mutter. Right? That's the simple reading of this Gemara, has two kulas. Again, because the Gemara says it's Mokam Hatinofus when she's in Nida. So it's mashra that any other place when she's in Nida, even places that are private, that are covered up, is mutter, and it also implies when she's not in Nida, then even the Mokam Hatinofus is mutter, which is usually in Shulchan Aruch. We'll see both halachas are brought down in a different way. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down not to look at all makomas hamechusim when she's in Nida, and it also is brought down not to look at the mokat hatinofus when she's not in Nida. So we have to see how does this Gemara relate to these pesukim in Shulchan Aruch and other things. So the Ravid in the Bavli Nefesh, the Ravid in the Bavli Nefesh quotes this Gemara on the right side here on page 2. And he says, two lines in the Yeshua Farshim Hadri Shlokish Ad Rav Yosef Idma Ulukula Kamar. So one way you can learn it is that each part of the Gemara, that's the simple way of learning it, is being mosif on the other part. In other words, it's only Mokam Adinofus and only B'Shas Nida. So it's limiting it and limiting it. Yeshua Farshim, that's how we just read the Gemara. Hadri Shlokish Ad Rav Yosef Idma Ulukula Kamar. But there's another way you can learn the Gemara. That it's not adding one onto the other, but Reish Lakish is saying an independent, when Reish Lakish says, Mokam Hatinofus is saying an independent statement. So let's see how you learn the other way. Yesh Mefarshim Had Reish Lakish Milsa Bapei Napshehi Lefrushi Milsa Nami Osu Milsa Rav Yosef Lukud Reish Lakish Lukud. There are two separate statements about the, you know, the Mokam Hatinofus and the, okay, the two separate statements. They're not Mosif. What does that mean? Had Rav Yosef Beikva Mamish. So the, when the Gemara says, Rav Yossi says, uvishto nida. So that means the Rav Yosef is saying ishto nida, meaning okay, it means the heel. It doesn't mean the makom hatinofes. It means the heel. And ishto nida. And ma'ikva makom. So Rav Yosef. Had Rav Yosef ma'ikva mamish ishto nida kam kedamrinam hedya. V'hadre Reish Lakish afilu ishto she'ena nida. And Reish Lakish is talking. So therefore, according to Rav Yosef, there's two. According to this pshat, the Gemara is telling us two different things. Rav Yosef is telling you a din of Akev, which means Makom Bechusa, and Ishtonida. In other words, you don't pile up each statement on the progression on the other. It's Ishtonida. And that's the source that all Makomas HaMechusim are also to look at when she's an Ida. And then Reish Lakish is telling you a separate statement. Afil b'ishto she'en an Ida, my akeva makom hatinofes. And Reish Lakish is telling you a separate statement. Reish Lakish is telling you a statement that akeva dezakari makom hatinofes, and this has nothing to do with ishto nida. This has to do with ishto stam, which is not an Ida even. And therefore, Mar Mokila be Isha Stam, by me the Shaina Nida Kipshuta, my Igma Mokamatinovis. So these are two separate ways of learning the Gemara. When I would read the Gemara straight, I would just think each one is piling up on the other one. So that would be very kuladik. It would mean that there would only be an Issa of Ishto Nida and Mokamatinovis, but the other parts of her body. Even Ishto Nida's mutter, and when she's not in Nida, there's no restriction whatsoever. But the other way is the Chumra Dikra of learning is that the two statements of Yosef and Reish Lakish are independent, and one is talking about Akeva, which is Makom HaMechusa for Ishto Nida, and then for Ishto She'en Nida, it's referring to the Makom HaTinofes for Ishto She'en Nida. So then he continues. So Anan Leisla Lachru B'Hamilsa. He says Maaseh Shemayim. In other words, what's going to make Banim Sheinim Muganim? How are we going to pasken? How do we know? You know, but still, it's an Isser. So he says he thinks that you should be Nokate Lachumra. Ketravai Lachumra. Also Lestaka by Akev Ishto Nida. That means Mekomos HaMechusim. Umin Akev Nilma L'chol Mokom HaMechusim Shepa Shema Yomu Ludei Hergel. So also V'stakel Bo B'Mokom HaTinofes Avo Pisha Ein Anida. And the Mokom HaTinofes, even she's not Anida. Ogu Z'ikad Le'mei Menami D'lo Pligi El Mar Moki Lo B'Hachi Mar Moki L'Hachal Z'Avar Sviu Lu Tadadi. Or you could say that not arguing, and they just have they're not arguing, and if they're not arguing, so then they're just telling you two different halachas of Ishto Nida, there's a din of Ishto Nida, and then there's telling you another din of Mokom HaTinofes, even if Ishto She'en Nida, and they would be arguing in both. So that's the Ravid. So how does this? Now, if you look at the Rambam, this is how the Rambam brings this down. So the Rambam says Hamistakel on page 5. Hamistakel feel the etzbek tana shel isha. Niskanu Hennos commission from Lokomotor Torah for Ikeri. Then he says, "Mutal adam l'habid v'ishtok shehi nida, afal pi shehi erva, afal pi shehi yesh lo hanas levi menab rihovu hi muteres lo lachas man, ein abavado, v'leishok lo yikali rosh." So you can't have... So the Rambam says you can look at ishtok shehi nida, that means look at her face, etc. And then he doesn't. Then he just says you shouldn't have chalos rosh. But the Ravid says, of course, says the Ravid, of a lobo mokum hasei shoshalo. Fachi yizu benedar. So what does that mean? So if you look in the Magen Mishnah, but the Dharma is here on Makam Tinofas. The Lahutra for Vain of Vari Surashik by Kosovo Moyiskov. Koshkin Stakhus Mosa Makam. So the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam leaves out anything about looking at. So he thinks like this. If you can't be. You can't have schok with her, Kalis Rosh, so certainly when she's an Ida, Koshkin Stakhus Mosa Makam. So he says, culture came his taklus also mokum is a given. And
the fact that the Rambam uses Mahabit instead of does that have a stronger connotation?
A stronger connotation meaning? Then which is the stronger connotation? You will see, but usually we say histaklus is a stronger connotation, but we'll see in a second. So the pashup shot is that the Rambam doesn't necessarily hold that there's a problem of mekomus hamechusim necessarily. I thought the pshat, maybe someone else says this, that Mr. Rambam will see that. Take a look on page 5 in the in halacha tests here. It says ishto shel adam muteres yilo ficha kol ma she adam rotzeh lasos v'ishto oseh. So the Rambam says that there's no limitations. The only thing it's on the next page is where he says bala kedaka v'shalo kedaka u'bala shalo yotzi zera. It's cut off on the next page. So the only limitation the Rambam says is to be motzi zara, but the Rambam says that in terms of kissing, he could kiss even also makom. The Rambam shita. So I thought that maybe it could be. I saw this someplace that the Chora the Rambam's lishitaso, because the Rambam holds the Chora that when she is a nida, the iser is at best only also makom, like the Magen Mishnah, but everything else. But that's only Vishna Nida. But she's not a Nida, then he could look Osa Mokum, and that's Lashitasa, which he says he could kiss Osa Mokum. So if you kiss Osa Mokum, probably means he could look at Osa Mokum. So and that's the Rambam Shita. And that's the Kula Dika Shita of the Ravid. And then the Chumra Dika Shita is that, in the Chumra Dika Shita, is that not that there's an iser when even when she's not an ida, and then there's an iser mechol mekomus hamechusim, but the Rambam doesn't even quote the din of kol mekomus hamechusim. So this is pointed out that in Shulchan Aruch or Chaim, it's brought down that you shouldn't kiss the osom makom, but in Ebenezer, it's the Shulchan Aruch. the Ramah quotes this Rambam that Menashek b'chol makom sheyitza. So some Nosei Kalim say that it means chutz from also makom, but the Pashas is not. The Pashas of the Rambam is b'chol eiver sheyitza. So, but in Archayim, it's just the Mechabe. I think I have this in a future packet about Sneas. It's a future packet where so the Pashup Shat, some Rabbanim hold that the Pshat is that Meikar Adin, it's Mutter, like the Rambam, and it's more of a Midas Chasidus, to be machmir and not to kiss and not to be to look close or mokum, but some hold more chomer. So some are of the opinion it depends on the situation. But we'll get to it more, you know, when we do Yom Tzniyus later. But in terms of Hilchos Nidashabo, so normally we assume that in Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see, that this is that one should. Not look kol makom that's mechusa. And in terms of when she's not a nida, so that's totally these two things. And then that's the question of what it says in Archaim versus what it says in Ebenezer. Then there's a famous tshuva in the Nod of Yehuda. Because there is a halacha that when a woman is tovelis, she has to have someone watching her to make sure that she totally submerged herself under the water. Because even one seyar that's above the water, then the whole tefillah is no good. And that's a very chomerdikah thing. You know, some situations you have women that want to go to the mikveh and they don't want anyone looking at them. So one of my talmidim is Rav in the shul. I told him then you shouldn't let them. You can't let them. That's a big pirtza. If they say that you can't let them do that. So there's a discussion in the Nod of Yehuda about what if there's no mikveh lady around. So could the husband serve as the mikveh lady? Well, so one problem is that he can't see her till after she's tovelis, right? Because on the other hand, maybe like she's tovelis. What's the whole point? That she's going to see her without her clothing on, so then that could be Ma'orah Taiva, and then he'll be in the boil and either. But if it's just a split second that he's going to see her, and then she's going to be Tovela, so maybe it shouldn't. So there's a famous Taz here on page 6, where the Taz writes, V'hevi Rashal Achas Drav Gabi Tvila Tzvich Lahasir Avol Pisha Koev Laharbe. About getting rid of scabs and the question, like everybody holds a lot of the scabs today. People they're not machin on anyway, so it could be. But he has a case here. Moreno Harak Haisa Tzvich Lamad Lefon. Ishto shel maharak. I said, "Tzvich l'amod l'fon of aruma shaya roa shalom haya grav aleh shalom haya mamin lo shaya mesira shaya nara haya koev lo." It was this woman. She, I don't know, she was young, and the maharak didn't, I guess, trust her that she removed the chatzitzas. And so he checked her before, and obviously
So she was standing in front of him, you know, Aruma. So, Chora, you see that there are some situations where we permit looking at Makoma Samachusim. So, the Node of Yehuda, in his famous tshuva here, says like this, Mechtovel kibalti aldas asher shnishal b'ish v'isha hadorim b'chvar ben anokhlim ein sham Yehudi or Yehudi zulas hazuk v'vadam. There are no Jewish people except for this couple. V'afil m'sharesis ein lahem. V'itzel m'losim mehem sh'a'isha tovelas yibalo yohol l'amlo l'alel l'iros sh'titpo k'day sh'tia kula tachas ha'mayim. G'amim yukol b'alo l'azor lo litmoch b'yodav l'dochfo tachas ha'mayim l'day שידיח יד אב תחילה במי המקווה, משום חציצה. רק שהסופית הוא משום שהסתכלוס והשתודידה ארומה הוא משום נגיוסה בו. ומלוסו הורה להתר. תם כיוון שהוא עוסק בעסקי התפילה, אם כי הוא בעצמו מחזה לתארה, מידוסה, לא יקושה בו. אז he's involved in the Tara, so there's no חשש here. הנה בדובר הסתכלוס במקום הסמכוסים, שבו לא יסתדין צורך בשש, שיופה הורה שמותו לצורך תפילה, כסיסי, שני גדולי הדור, מעריק ועשר מיקוצי, צריכו לשעושם לעמוד לפני מרומוס, דירוס עם אין מהם גרב, וכמו שהם עם מלוסה בעצמו. So that's his, אם כן, מי יפח בגלזל מייסה רב. So, and then he talks about other things, about if she needs negia b'gishto, based tefillah, whereas he has to touch her to put her under the water. So that was part of the discussion we've had before, at the Shach and the Beis Yosef. Okay, that's a separate issue. But at the end of the day, he says, if there's no other way out, we have to im yev shalom lidbol b'inyan acher, nak shabal yisrael alakuf, roshu l'toch hamayim, nir l'ani yasad v'haskim l'roshu l'hatir. So then he says, maybe there's no raya from the Sarmikutsi. He writes here on page 8. Only Yesh Litchos. He will not have Dolom Alonu Savri on the right. Kedas HaRav HaMagin. That the Ramu Shita is only Mokom HaTinofes is Osir. For Bishar Mekomos, there's no Isir. So therefore they looked at their wives. But if you hold like the other Shita, then maybe there's no Heter to look at Mekomos and Mechusim. So, but at the end of the day, he says that you can be Mako.
You mentioned like the stuff, but if you had it up under the mikvah, it's like, that wouldn't be called stuff.
Recently I gave a shiur, a Dvar Halacha, and then somebody, apparently a learned person, wanted to say a different thing, which I disagreed with. I was saying about, you know, this Node of Yehuda. I was talking about this Node of Yehuda and the Chatzitzes. So this fellow said to me, this Rav said to me, that he would tell women if they want to rely on the husbands, not just to rely on this Jew's Node of Yehuda, but they're going to anyway be tovel. Right, a woman goes to mikvah, she's tovel a couple of times. So he thought, maybe the first time, let her be tovel without anyone looking at her. There's no mikvah lady. And the husband is a big shiloh. So I said, so that's the Node of Yehuda's kula. We should be so much in the Node of Yehuda's kula. So he said, no, let her be tovel first without anybody there. So then, she's really could be weaker than she's tahara. And then the second time he'll look. So then when he's looking the second time, could be weaker than she's already tahara. So I thought very much not like that. I felt that it was a bad advice, bad mahalach. Because once you start with that the woman's going to be tova without anyone looking, so then you know how things, you chip away, even though right after, so I didn't like this mahalach that this fellow said. That, no, she shouldn't even the first time, and you know, we have to be machzik her like she's tamea. I mean, and to start with this, that she should do the first time without anyone looking, and I was very against this, that what he suggested, what this fellow suggested. So it was just recently this maisa happened. This you know, this conversation that I had with somebody on this topic. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't say, okay, the first time she'll do it without anybody, and the second time, then he'll look at the second time. Because then anyway, the first time, but maybe he takes it. You can't be boil Isha after she's tovel in the mikvah if there was no one looking. So I don't like that whole, I think it's a tremendous kilkel, and eventually that'll cause, people start doing that, that'll cause people to just forget the whole man, whole mikvah lady, whole mikvah man, whole thing. I didn't like his mahal. Okay. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says that the standard of what's called Mekomos HaMechusim is what, how you're dressed in the house. Whatever way she's dressed in the house, you shouldn't see less than that. Not the way she's dressed in the street. She's dressed in the street, she's dressed even more covered in the street. Okay. One second. So that's what Moshe says. Say a woman, she's in the street, her hair is covered. But when she goes to sleep, say her hair's not covered. So then when she's a nida, you can look at her hair, because her hair is something that she is not necessarily a mokum, a mechusa in the house. She's a mokum, so that's what he says here on page 9. From Stam of the Dutch, a mechum is a mechusim, Shabasha also the Baal, the Stakel, who rock with mokum was a mechusim af the Besa, Shane Sham Rak Baila. So it has to be, how is she walking in the house when only the husband's around? It's not referring to Mekomos HaMechusim in the Shuk, because that's a different standard. But it's how she walks in the house when only the husband is at home, or even when no one's at home. She, you know, how she would walk in the house. And that's the standard, that you can't see less than that when she's a nida. Yes? It comes up a lot when, say, people are on a vacation and they will be with Tovel in an ocean or something like that, things like that. Or, you know, because usually every mikvah there's usually somebody around. But say where there's, like I gave you a case, when there was on a vacation and there's be Tovel in the ocean and something like that.
The woman was sensitive to have been in front of someone and didn't want to have in front of another woman.
Yes, so then, okay, if she really is such a woman that can't be told, well, you know, then you have this no de Yehuda. So, yeah. Right. Obviously, we don't just use this no de Yehuda. It's not the lechatchila, you know.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
would her mice be matir even let's say a woman walks around barefoot in the house? So the Gemara says Akiv is a problem. Would her mice say that? I mean, is Akiv just an example of showing that if you have looking at a NFL or looking at an Akiv might be a problem even with her mice?
You mean, in other words, if she...
would be that side of the Balayat.
Yeah, in other words, if you're saying Akev is something that's
is
considered Mokam HaMukhusa, but what if she... I'm sure there are a lot of women that walk around with... So could that be viewed as for her not to be a makom? Could be in this generation, that I'd say many women in their homes are not necessarily going to cover the akev. Yeah, no.
So should husband do that as well? Is that even the magic every woman for a
day? I mean, if there's a real... he's mattering to look that she does the proper tefillah. If you really have a chashash, but if there's no real chashash, in the chanami, if there's a real chashash, he says, can you check my back? I don't know if there's still something there. In the chanami, but, next, Mezigas Hakos. So the take a look on page 10, Merk Subas. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Chilna, Amar Rav Huna, Kol Malacha She'isha Osa Labayla, Nida Osa Labayla. Chutz Mizigas Hakos. In other words, so Mizigas Hakos, a woman can't do for her husband. So there's an issur of mezigas hakos. Look in the Chaloba fun of is Mutter. So let's take a look. Take a look on page 31. That's the din we just said before. Halach is Zayin, lo yistak al afil bar keva, lo mekum samchusim. Right? From mutu yistak al mekum samchusim, yachol yishanana, right? That we saw.
And then on Halacha Yud on page 32, Kol Malacha Sheisha Osa Labayla Nido Osa Labayla Chus Vizikas Kos Shasur Limzo Kakos Manichu Lufan Lashulchan Okin Tasa Shum Heke. And then Halacha Yud Gimel Shem Shasur Limzo Glo Kachu Osa Limzo Glo. So he can't be mosaic the coast for her. And then there's another halacha, la'od elafil l'shloach la'kos. So limzog means to pour, and l'shloach means to send. Also lo. L'shna kos, bracha l'shna kos acher. So you look at the shach, you give him, he gets a kos of habach, Matzazi kosov vidroshos marach mi ostreich. The shavokadin osim habalibatim shemanichim the shosem lisa karos vakeyotim and al shulchan midi havim zigas akos. So the marach ostreich is machmir not only on kos, that all Hagashas Ochel. Well, Hagashas Ochel, she puts his plate in front of him with the chicken. She has the food plated, and she has the chicken plate in front of him. So he says that it's not only Mezigas Hakos, but it's all food. So she couldn't put his plate of chicken, So that's a very big kubur. Everybody is makel. He thinks that the pashas is only mezigas hakos, is kos shel yayin, or I think everybody holds all intoxicating beverages. But this is the drashas marach me ostrach halachas m'hagei marash simen shin yuches is brachma, and this halacha is even he quotes sagos ma'amim shem the urayim the mezika below hashata or hashata below mezika mutar afilu. In other words, here you have to put it, you pour it and you give it, you place it in front. Even if you're not, this is not the same hoshata that we had before. The hoshata we had before is you hand it to somebody. The Indian of hoshata sakos is even if you're not handing it to her, you're putting it. So that's the. So the big shayla that comes. So if you mach me for the marach ostreich, then you can have a lot of problems because all types of it depends how you run the household. If you plate the food, or you put serving big serving then you pass around and everyone takes their chicken and takes their or. You haven't plated. Everything's on the plate. Everything's on the plate, so that according to the Marach Meir Ostrach, there should be a problem. If you hold not like the Marach Ostrach, the Marach Ostrach is a chumrah. It's not in the Gemara. The Gemara only speaks about that, about the kos. So, not other foods, not other beverages, kos. Kos pashas means kosher. Shal yayin, or as Rabbi said, other intoxicating beverages. So, but you have to realize a couple of nekudas here, and that is you see the Ritva here on page 11 discusses when he quotes the Acherim. says also Mazigas goes Yeshua Mishalom goes El Mazigas Shehudover Hamevi with the Hergel Avera. Avadorim Achayim Mutali Tol Miyada. He says Achayim Peshu the Mazigas calls Urcha the Milsa Nakat. What did Shardavar Mishalom Litol be Manabid Medi Dasa? Let's see with the Shinoi. Now the Pasuk Pshat, like the Sabbath Rebbe points out, is what the Ritva writes here on page 12. The Mezigas HaKos HaSura Hainu Kishe Nosnos Mayim B'yayin V'nosnos L'fonav D'Iker Hergel Aval Harik V'na Kli Kos Lazis L'fonav Al Shulchan Mutter. Then he says V'inu Nochem. But in other words, the question is, what, see, Meziga Hashtas means, doesn't mean pouring. You take from the bottle of wine or whatever and you pour it. Is that Meziga? Meziga usually means when you mix water with the wine. You have to realize, Bezman Chazal, the wine was very stark. And if you didn't dilute it, that means 3/4 water to 1/4 wine, it was not able to be drunk. It was a question whether you could even make a burger or a guffin because it's too stark. So Meziga means that's the way that they would make the, they would dilute it. Today we can't do that. If we put 3/4 of water to 1/4 of wine, in other words, our wine is not diluted, but it's schwach, it's not strong. Even the strongest wines are not as strong as they were then. And especially the ones that we enjoy drinking, you know, today, are not, we wouldn't enjoy it so much. So you could take a regular bottle of wine today, and you would dilute it 3/4 to 1/4. It's a big shayla of whether you can make a burger or guffin on it. The Mechaber says you need rove wine. And the other sheet is different sheet is about that. So the question is, do we really have Mezigas HaKos Bezman Hazeh? Or the thing that we have, we pour wine, maybe that's not even Mezigas HaKos, number one. And number two, well, what's the source of this idea of Sholeach HaKos is here in the Shulchos on page 19? Shagulin Shebesim Matana. The Ikul of Shmuel, Shadal Shmuel Kasa, the Birchas of the Visu, Flo Kibla. Igad Amri de Chavis Yosva Nida, Lodolo Kasa, the Birchas of Igad Amri, Nida Lo Shasi Kasa, the Birchas of Amam, Shadal and Shebasi Matana, Kehad al Havu Shlomo. So the Shulchan Aruch, these two dinim are brought down. So the Satmar Rebbe has a tshuva, which is very mistabber. So the Satmar Rebbe says like this. First of all, he says, Shiluach HaKos, he thinks, is like Ishalo B'fanav. Meaning, when you send a kos of wine at the table, you're here, your wife is here, and you pour the kos, and then you send it to her. There's someone in between, whatever. He says he doesn't think that's shiluach hakos. He says there's nothing romantic about that. Shiluach hakos means your wife is someplace else, and you kveis, you did birchas hamozon, and you want your wife to realize that you're thinking about her even though she's not here, so you tell somebody, here's the kos I just mentioned, go send this to my wife wherever she is, down the block or whatever.
you know, oh, she feels, oh, she's very emotional, he's thinking about me even though I'm not there, you know, that's very, there's not so much emotion or with the Shalom in front of him. He quotes the Binyan Tzion by Shloch Monos, the Binyan Tzion, which we don't necessarily follow, Shloch Monos is dafka with a shliach, that you're sending it, you know, not just handing, okay. But that's one thing. And then he discusses the question of it could be that this is not even called Mezigas HaKos. And he wants to say, you know, that these, you know, the Mezigas HaKos could be, it's only if you're making the wine, meaning you're diluting it for her. You're doing something. You're not just pouring in a bottle. And then, so he writes that she's there, page 25 on the right. Yesh klomel inyan habal, da hada osar lumzog lo hu rak vidivri harashpa. Harashpa lo osar afil, in other words, Harashpa says that he can't do it to her either, right? The Gemara says her to him, and the Harashpa says him to her. Afil bisha shemozog lumzog lo and the Rashba is only usher when it's putting mayim in. Him came almost not unless he yosem imenu. Whereas if the whole issue of the man to the woman is from the Rashba, and the Rashba only asks with water, so maybe that's a svara to be makel on regular wine that we're not diluting bezman hazeh. And then you have the other svara of what? That it's b'faneha. You know, she's there. Usually b'faneha is more chomer. Here he's saying b'faneha is more kal, because there's no. If you want to see that Rashba, one second. Rashba, it's in the packet here. What page is the Rashba? On page. Yep. Well, firstly, the Rashi by his Kotzer on page 3 says, Mezigas HaKos B'Kol Shel Yayin, Shua Margil La'erva. And then in the bottom he says, K'shem She'oster Lo Limzog Lo As HaKos, Kach Oster Lo Limzog Lo As HaKos. And then, Afil Lishloch Lo. So, the Maisa is a Zoy, that so that was the Sabbath Rebbe's thing. The whole source of this is the Rashba, and the Rashba, Shach quotes the Rashba, be makel if you're not putting wine in, you have water in. I mean, if you're putting water in, you're making something for her. You're not just pouring something out of the thing. Yeah, there's Mezigah, yeah. Right, and so that's for the Mezigah, right, one second. These are, right, the Mezigah. Then Shiluch is something else. Shiluch is the other point. Mezigah Sakos, he's saying, the Rashba is the one who's Mechadesh, that it's even the man to the woman, but the Rashba is also Mechadesh, that it's only with the water. Now the shiluach is a separate thing. The shiluach hakos is the mushachas kala. Hamshamer kos shal bracha liishu shalom yidas bailachai misa. If you send the kos to your to a woman without the presence of her husband, that's considered not sanua. So you chayv misa. So basically, he's according to the Sama Rebbe, most of the Bizman Hazeh won't be shaykh because we're not doing Maziga, and the coast that we're sending is the faneha. It's all at the table. Right, that's when who sends, you know, kosher, you know, Bizman Hazeh. Someone sends kosher to their wife. When did you last send the coast to your wife? Yeah. Usually it comes up at Kiddush. Then Rav Abadi told me another svara. He said that if you have guests at your house, this is what he says. There's another thing that other people say, but this is what he says. That obviously there's no chiba involved, because here there's a man and his wife who's at your table, and you're sending her a kos also. So if that would be chiba, that would be inappropriate to do, for you to send wine around the table to everybody at the table. But we're permitting that, right? We're permitting. In other words, no one says that it's not right that if you have, you know, the person's making kiddush is giving a kos to everyone in the around the table. That's inappropriate. That's not sanua. So we don't say that because there's no chiba involved. It's not. So then, once there's no chiba, haray you do with another man's wife. So then, why should there be an issa to do it with your wife? Right. So MZ is saying, so don't we see that in her chokos, because the key is not a davar shel chiba b'chlal. So therefore, if you do it with your wife, even though it's not chiba, but since you're murgal ba gasli b'basba, then we're afraid that could lead to something. But what? But if it's but here the whole idea of the kos is that the kos is considered a davar shel chiba, and that's why we're asking it. Is that right? No. So we're asking a kos because a kos is chiba, but obviously it's only chiba in a certain context. It's only chiba when it was. So it's not even in the realm of chiba b'chlal. So it's no different than anything else. Because haraya, you're sending it to this man's wife. So even though you're saying that the hachakas, you're saying, well, the hachakas usually only apply to ishto nid, they're not even nid the pnuya, they don't apply. But that could be when this, you know, something that Chazal deemed as chiba. So then, there's one. But here, the whole thing is not chiba b'chlal. So if it's not chiba b'chlal, so then just like we say that, like by eating from the same plate, so that's considered chiba. So you can't do it with your wife, you can do it with someone else, but that's only something that's within the realm of chiba. But like we said before, like taking potato chips is not chiba b'chlal, because you would take potato chips with somebody else, like Rav Moshe said, as Rav Adi said. So the mela, that might not even be in the whole category.
First of all, I think that the Rosh Hashanah issue, that's not the Rosh Hashanah, that's the issue of Chashash Megiyah.
Right. Once it's a negia, then it's a negia
ishtel.
Right, okay.
Right, this is a chiba. That's a fast negia.
So that's what sort of everybody thought. Maybe the whole thing is only an issue when there's no guests. Even though one, you could say that once there is guests, so it's not chiba, it's not even chiba when she's alone with him. And then that's what the Sabra Rebbe says. I mean, what the Sabra Rebbe said, I think, is very mistabra. That there's no, it's really talking about Maziga, and this is not Maziga, and this is not even Shiluach, and this is, but Lamaisa, people are Machmer, so what we do is, I do Shalom B'Faneh, like if the wife is still in the kitchen, and she's not in the dining room yet, and we give out to everybody on their plate before I make Kiddush. I pour the wine before the Kiddush. This way, after the Kiddush, everyone drinks right away. You don't have a big hefsek. And it's Shalom B'Faneha if she's not in the same room. So that's what the we saw in the Rashba. Yes, you've said it before. So people are, you know, some say that if you have on page 27, Rav Ozan has Sheish Achayim Lem Nimzul Kamakosis of Kulam. Whereas if you have five people at the table, you pour five cups, you put it in the middle of the table, everyone takes. So you don't designate which is for her. So Lamaisa, people are, you know, the minhag is to be machmir on these closest thing, but it's, you know, if you're really stuck, then you have all these svaras l'kula, like that's no real maziga, there's no real shiluach, and it's very mistaber that all these things are not der chiba. So, but I think what the Sabra Rebbe says is very mistaber. That there's no chiba, there's no, and the Marachat strike is also a very big chumra. Okay, so some people are mocking for that. So, I'm all in bracha. But I think everybody thought that you only have to be mocking for what the case, you know, the case in the Gemara with kosher. Also, yeah, I never worked with the Maziga thing, so I don't think we ever discussed that. But and then Hatzas Hamita is also a similar thing, that also could be not, you know, making the beds. On page 32, also Latzia Mitasu Befanov, the Dafka Pesis Lina Mechasa Berchiba. Atzas karin uktsasu shu torach ve'inu derchi b'shari. Shalom b'fanav hakol mutar. So you either do shalom b'fanav, or, a lot of things are not derchi ba. Like Rabbi Tamu said, Rabbi Newberg, maybe if you put something on in a special way, then looks. But you just spread it out. You know, it's not so. Also, so the kids are, I think from my point of view, most of these things are not their chiba, they're just their torah.
So that was the further making machmir. Does shulach hakos also include bringing the bottle? Like if the husband asked the wife to bring the bottle of wine, or to bring the bottle of
mashka, you know, between the fish and the meat or something, to the table.
Yeah, no.
Is that a form of shlichus of the, or is it only dafka?
Kosher yain.
No,
he's saying
bringing the bottle and the bottle of wine to the table.
And to bring it to him or to just put it on the table for everybody?
Yeah, to bring it to him.
To him.
To bring it to the bottle of wine.
You know how? Maybe? If you assume that this is a... We try to do some type of way of performing, but Meikar Adin, what I'm trying to point out to you, is I think all these things are chumras of, you know, these people make a big deal, but it could be that they're all chumras, and okay, when we mark with certain things, the person, you know, but it's important to know if it's a chumra, or is this is the Iker Halacha, this is the Iker Din of what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to. So it's hard to believe that all these halachas that we've talked about in terms of the yayin are really the Medina, the Gemara, or Medina, the Shulchan Aruch. Okay.